This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by EngineYard, the leading platform as a service. Our Orchestra PHP platform is the easiest way for you to deploy scalable PHP apps in the cloud. And we love the PHP community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. We're here this evening for a very special episode of Voices of the Elephant. Just recently, the Atlanta PHP user group here in the U.S. celebrated its 100th month anniversary. They've held 100 meetings, and they had a big blowout. And while I didn't get to talk to them at that point, I'm back in Atlanta for the CodeWorks tour, and so I was lucky enough to get Chris, Kevin, and Nick all together. They're the three co-organizers of Atlanta PHP, and we're just going to talk about user groups tonight. We do this a lot on Voices of the Elephant individually with individual organizers, but tonight I've got the co-organizers together here, and they're going to talk about what makes it special, what's worked, what hasn't worked, that kind of stuff. So with that having been said, Kevin, why don't you lead us off, do us a little introduction, and then we'll go around the table.
All right. My name is Kevin Roberts. I've been one of the longer with Chris, the co-organizers. I work for the Canadian government, and I'm totally fascinated with PHP as far as as a hobby and all that kind of stuff.
Excellent.
I'm Chris Spruck. I've been involved almost since the beginning as well. I'm a applications developer for the University of West Georgia, and Kevin, I just always enjoy the development in the open source community. Do a lot of database work.
Excellent. So Nick.
Nick Rosenthal, PHP developer, one of the co-organizers. I run a small dev shop in town, Epic Labs.
Excellent. Well, thank y'all. Okay, let's dive right in. First thing, and this is always something that I tell people when they're organizing, or when they're starting organizing user groups, when they're setting up a new user group. You guys organize not by committee, but you have a group. It's not just one person. Mm-hmm. Why don't you talk a little bit about, do you think that's important, or is that just luck of the draw?
Well, nothing else has worked for us other than having a group of people working on it. It's really been that way since the beginning. Ben Ramsey was mm-hmm. really the founder of the group. Then he moved on to Nashville. But
I like to think we stole him, but yes, go ahead.
I like to think of him as slinking off in the dark. It's too much for one guy to do it. You know, if any of us, I think, had to do it all by ourselves, we wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But it's great to do it with a couple of other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Or
excellent.
Gal. Which
yep. Yeah, I think it's been tremendously beneficial just to have, we got the three of us to delegate. You know, that's the big key is when you're trying to, especially if you're starting to set up a new group or revive an old one. To be able to just say, hey, can you mind doing this for me? Hey, can we send an email to this person? You know, things like that. Also, just to bounce ideas off each other. I'll often even send an email draft to the guys. Just say, hey, what do you think about this? We're going to send this to sponsor XYZ or a person responding to this. And so it's just the delegation factor and the ability to have a sounding board is immensely beneficial.
Definitely as much, on the resources side as it is different perspectives and, making sure that, like Kev was saying, vetting ideas and, keeping each other honest.
Okay. You've had 100 meetings, mm-hmm. 101 now with Derek, I'm guessing.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
Derek Creighton's part of his U.S. User group tour, visited you guys, and y'all drove him up to us, and we had him in Nashville, and it was just a grand time. I'm sure there have been things that have worked and things that haven't worked. So there's some things that have got to have been just fantastic successes, and everybody's got at least one colossal failure. So why don't we take the successes first? Let's talk about those. What's the thing that you're proudest of? Anybody, we don't have to go around the room, so.
Well, I'm going to say I'm really, really proud of, it's very recent, but the 100th meetup, I think, was huge. It took a lot of planning. There was months of throwing ideas and working on it, and that was very successful as a one-time thing. For the group, what's been really successful, I think, is the level of organization that we've achieved, you know, both for sponsors, for speakers, for all sorts of stuff. You know, we've been able to organize things very well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like I liked it was Chris's, you know, idea to just do something special for the 100th.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because he was the only one that was keeping track of how many meetings we had.
That's what happened to be my 42nd birthday that same exact day.
Same day.
That was coincidental. But.
Yeah, so he's probably a bit morose and thinking, well, what else can we do? But, no, it was... And you know, it just was good because it gives some visibility. We were able to rope in some old timers, you know, guys who have moved on to other things, you know, maybe aren't so involved in the group, but we got them, you know, we invited them and came back, and you know, the community's great. So that's you know, that was one thing that really went well, I think, in that group.
So your 100th meetup, that's the big thing.
Awesome.
Not I'm minimizing it. I was there. It was awesome on every level, you know?
Well, I appreciate it.
Maybe not in and out of itself, but as a culmination of a lot of work that we've been doing over the last few years. You know, I think once Ben left, there was a little bit of doubt of the future of the group. You know, Ben had been there for a very long time, and, you know, he really represented the group. And I think that... seeing that we've been in a successful path since, you know, it's been, you know.
Well, and that's a thing that every group has to eventually face is someone in the leadership steps out. Now, Memphis PHP user group is facing that now. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Kendall, who's a good friend of mine, started it, but he's now moving to Nashville. And so he's handed it off to two guys to run, and I'm sure they are very excited and to put their stamp on it, but you know, they've got to go through that transition phase.
And I think it's good if you have, and that's another reason for having more than one person doing it, is then you've got other people there when, you know, one of them gets hit by a bus or whatever.
Yeah. But like, the consistency factor, I think, has also been very helpful as far as meeting time, and we've changed locations a few times, but that's important, you know, particularly for new groups getting going.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, so many of these things that we've mentioned or talked about other offline and things all kind of lend itself to the longevity that we've had.
People know that we're always going to meet first Thursday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's they can look forward to that.
And you guys are, you're booking now for next year already.
We got a record.
So
we got a record.
You don't have to worry about you know, it's the last Thursday of the month. Somebody's got to find a presentation.
We were at that point for quite a while. I don't know how many you know, years back, how many presentations Ben threw together the week of or the week before,
mm-hmm.
And we've been really fortunate now. I think again, partly with this, the longevity, partly our greater exposure in the development community. I think we now have people coming to us.
Mm-hmm.
To say, hey, I've got some stuff together. I'd like to do a presentation, or it just, you know, in the community growth as a whole, I think. So it's been really helpful.
You know, one thing that what Chris did at the 100th, that, you know, he sounded me out on the idea ahead of time, and I thought, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do it. But he said there was a part in the meeting where he said, okay, everyone here who has given a presentation, stand up. And when I saw all those guys standing up, it put a little bit of a lump in my throat. I thought, you know, it let me know that it's not just three guys putting something together. It's a group larger than
that. I was honored to be able to stand up at that point because I've given a presentation for you guys. And it was a long time ago, and it wasn't a very good one, but I gave one. So, but, that was a touching moment. It really was.
I think I've heard other people describe it or use different terms for it, but we've heard, or I've heard anyway, of people refer to the kind of the user group development as gardening or shepherding. Mm-hmm. And I've always felt that, that's what we've kind of done is tended this bit by bit
Definitely.
Turned into something really, really amazing.
Well, that's good. Okay, let's take a break real quick because we cannot go too much further without mentioning the wonderful people over at EngineYard.com who make Voices of the Elephant possible. They are our sponsor for this season. We really appreciate them. If you do PHP, you really need to check out their Orchestra product. It is platform as a service. You don't have to worry about managing the software. You don't have to maintain the software. You don't have to worry about the server. You do what you do best, which is write awesome code. Nick, you've used them.
I've used them. I actually tried a few past providers, and I was really happy with them. Mm-hmm. What I really liked was that I had questions, and they were able to answer right away, and they were on it and spot on, and it didn't sound scripted at all. They were very much just like talking to our developers.
Well, and
that was awesome.
One of the things I love about them, and I use a lot of different service providers and have used a lot of different hosting providers and stuff over the years, but EngineYard is full of PHP community, or at least the Orchestra team, mm-hmm. is PHP community members. I mean, you got Davey Shafiq, you got Liz Nairmore, you got Helgi, you've got David, you've got Imam. Those guys are guys that come and hang and drink with us at conferences. So when you got a problem, I know it's not what you're supposed to do, but I'll pop in and find Davey on chat and say, hey, I've got a problem. Now, a good number of times when I do that, he says, hey, yeah, you got a problem. You need to contact tech support. But, I know that if I can't get an answer, they're all community people. Somebody's going to help us find an answer.
Absolutely.
They are kind of awesome in that respect. Not to denigrate any other providers, because I use some other hosting providers, but it's just nice doing business with community. Okay, enough about them. Oh, if you've not been out there, engineyard.com/orchestra, they do have a free level. So go out there, toss your pet project up online with them and host that with them and just see how great it is. I think you'll be convinced that that's where you need to be hosting your applications. Okay, we talked about what worked. Okay, what didn't work? There's got to be one.
The first one that comes to mind is we tried Apache Kucha, right? And I think we kind of grossly overestimated the number of people that might want to stand up in front of people and talk for...
And by grossly overestimate, how many did you actually have sign up?
Well, I mean, you have to carry the four, one.
And
we had probably about 10 people who thought it was a great idea, and they were really excited about it.
It wasn't even our idea initially.
The execution, and then when it really came down to
it. I distanced myself from it.
Yeah, when we had the deadline to submit some things, and which wasn't too far before when we were trying to have it.
Yeah, but it's
all
fine.
It just kind
of
fell apart.
We always, at least one of us, is usually the voice of reason, says, no, this is a bad idea. Let's not do it. And this time we were all three, so on board with it. This was going to be a smashing success. So, there goes our judgment.
But it's nice to know that, to the outside, to other user group leaders, and I say this as one of the leadership of the Nashville PHP, more of an honorary position in my case, but because Jacques and Ben do all the work. But as another user group leader, I look at Atlanta and go, that's where we want to be because you guys are successful. So it is nice to know that not everything works for you guys.
That's not to say either that the Apache Kucha style event wouldn't work for you.
No, stop it.
I'm just trying to be fair.
We're not organizing one, dude.
Try it. It's great.
We'll call it something else.
I've seen, I think the first one I saw was at, might have been Tech a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Or PHP ComCon. I thought it was wildly successful. It was a
ComCon
fun,
was awesome.
Fun style and, hilarious event. And,
we did
knowing the people who were there,
We did it 2 years in a row at Tech, and Jeff Jones from Atlanta won both years with the same thing. So his Lolcats parser, it was still funny a year later. So, that's okay. Well, so some things don't work.
We'd love to hear that somebody else did it and had a great time with it.
Absolutely.
Well, like you said, PHP Community Conference, it was great. You know, I was actually one of the judges, which it was great in spite of that. But Ben and that gang really put together a great conference, and it had the whole community support for that event, and it worked.
Yeah.
And that's where Ryan Weaver won an iPad, so
yeah.
Which he gave to his girlfriend, now his wife. You know, we all kind of ragged him about that. Yeah. Okay, moving right along. You guys do something that's very interesting, and something that I don't think I've ever seen any other user group do. You have speaker guidelines, and when somebody wants to come speak at the Atlanta user group, you have a set of, not rules, but these are things that we've learned we want to share with you so your presentation will be better. Talk to me a little bit about that, and tell us about, tell us what they are, and you know how they came about, and how they're received.
Like, some of them are more technical as far as slides and display. Mm-hmm. It's things like, you know, if you're on a Macintosh or another platform, make sure you have the correct VGA adapter for your system.
Excellent.
Something like that. We've had...
give us the slides in advance in PDF format just in case some doesn't work. You know, we always have a computer that can do that.
A couple of times we've had the net connection drop. Not since we've been at our current location, but in the past we've had those where, oh, it's all in the cloud, I've got them, I'll download them, and
don't
then
rely
it was
on the internet.
You know,
it's on
seat of the pants with no slides.
The Google Apps account, and then there's no internet. So don't rely on that.
So it's part of, I think, it's been driven on little glitches we've had that were easily solvable if we'd have had the foresight, or the speakers had thought, I should bring down a flash drive instead of keeping it on
the
Google.
And I think they all aim to kind of keep the quality of the presentations, you know, as consistent as we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do recommend a certain length of the talk, you know, not too short, not too long. We know when people are starting to lose interest, and just because we've seen it before.
So typically, our featured presentation, we'll have a 45 minutes, you know, and then maybe another 15 minutes of talk, mm-hmm. you know, but I mean, there's other things. We do the mini talks, and we should mention the mug. We encourage people to there's different ways of encouraging people to talk and so on.
Yeah.
And it helps, I think, if they know, if they have it clearly defined up front, you know, it just makes it easier for people to volunteer because they know what's expected.
Well, and that's very good. Now, do you get much pushback?
Not
really. The only thing, I mean, now that we've
they may
gotten
us.
More specific,
don't push back.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes a little extra time to get somebody to return some slides to us because we like to. We haven't really done this yet, but we're going to start trying to post them or at least link to them if they're on speaker deck or SlideShare or something like that. So, but yeah, that's I think the only thing that we've really encountered, and it's not like it's a problem per se. It's just an extra nudge. Hey, we'd like to get your slides posted.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I think everybody follows along and understands.
I saw a presentation by a guy named, I think his name, Ed Finkley, I think is his
Finkler.
Name. No, not Finkler.
Oh, okay.
Or Ben Finkley.
I don't know Ben Finkley.
Maybe in the Drupal context. But, he has Valachi. It's like SEO optimization in Drupal space. And he gave a really good presentation on documenting things and processes and all that kind of stuff, having it written down. And that's probably one of the things that certainly has led me to try to get things written down. You know, this works, this doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You know, have processes written down.
Very cool.
It helps to learn.
Very cool. Well, I mean, you know, when you're organizing conferences, you do that. The last time I did that was I helped with Barcamp Nashville last year. And I sent out a very long email to all the people once they'd been accepted as a speaker and they had accepted the speaking slot. I said, okay, here are the rules, you know, and you've touched on many of them. If you need a dongle, bring a dongle. Mm-hmm. I've got three of them there. They're $75 a piece. But, you know, things like
that. Another revenue stream.
There you go.
Dongle rental, right?
Now, with conferences, going overtime is a very bad thing because you're not only, you're taking up your space, but you're taking up somebody else's space, too. You guys don't...
We're not as constrained by that.
Yeah.
Because they're it.
Yeah. So, well, that's cool. Okay, speaker guidelines. Let's talk a little bit about recruiters, okay? Because this is, it always comes up. I've just watched one local user group go through a big blow up on their mailing list about recruiters, and there was talking about banning them from their mailing list. There was talking about setting up a jobs mailing list, which to me is just committing them to Siberia at that point. But there was, I've just watched a user group go through all of this. And so I've been starting to ask local user group leaders about them, because when I was at the 100th, I met at least two different companies that were there, and they, unlike a lot of the ones that I see, they weren't just the, we're gonna fly in and do a document dump with business cards, you know, a pamphlet drop.
Yeah.
They seem to be, your people seem to know them, you know, and that kind of took me aback. So talk to me about the recruiters that y'all work with. What are your policies? Don't feel you have to name names, but if you've got some ones that you like, feel free to. So,
you want me to?
Go ahead.
I'll leave the names to the side for now. Maybe we can mention them later. But definitely, we did have a fair share of, you know, the drop-in speakers. It would just come in, give some cards, and get the hell out. And we were fortunate enough that, you know, a couple of companies in town get very interested in being part of the community. And, you know, maybe at first, you know, we didn't know if they would or not, but they've proven themselves over and over. And they show up to every event, and they help, and they ask what we need, and they talk to people, and they never feel pushy trying to get everybody to sign up with them or anything. They just chat with people and whatnot, and naturally they become a just trusted part of the community. And when I have people looking for jobs, I refer them to them, and they've done it the right way. I believe it comes from an honest place. You know?
And see, trusted part of the community, that's real important to me. I have two recruiters that I promote every chance I get, Scott Gordon and Lonnie Brown. And I knew Lonnie was one of us at Tech this year when he came downstairs during the after party in his bathrobe. I knew at that point, Lonnie's one of us. So, but yeah, being a trusted part of the community is important in building that relationship. I agree with that. Do you want to add something?
I think Nick covered it pretty well. I think, you know, like I said, the ones we've encountered, they're starting to understand that they need to take the time and to understand the community, form the relationships, and not just be the drive-by. Like we said, it's been an absolute pleasure being able to have a symbiotic relationship with them. You know, we help them and they help us, and it's been terrific.
You should name them.
Go ahead.
Greenhouse Resources and Thompson Technologies, yeah, and especially and
Tammy Kirk and Emily Stanek is at Thompson Technologies. Emily is with Brickhouse.
Yes.
We'll throw links in the show notes to their respective websites.
So please do.
We appreciate you.
They seem to be good people. I met at least one or two of them at the 100th, and you know, was blown away by the fact that they seem to be knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
People seem to know them. They had developed relationships, but you know, they weren't pushy. It wasn't can I get your business card? You know?
Yeah.
We talked for 5-10 minutes, and finally I offered her my business card. So if you need anything, if I can help you, call me. But she was like, yeah, okay, you know? Yeah.
I feel like I have to sometimes, you know, push them to, you know, are you sure you don't want to say something, stand up here, just, you know, pitch for, well, you know, a minute or as long as you want.
Yeah.
Oh, we're good. Just, you know, we'll catch up with you guys and see you around, talk to you afterwards. And
yeah, well, and I certainly, you know, send people their way too, just because, I trust them.
And that's real important.
Yeah.
And there's only one way to get that. And now, for your mailing list, do you have special rules for recruiters on your mailing list?
The iron fist of moderation.
Yeah.
So the co-organizer story pastime is just
we have and then we publish it on our website. There's a on the jobs tab. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the rules. Just follow them. It's not Greek. It's really easy to understand. And if you can read and follow those rules, help yourself. You know, post whatever jobs you want, mm-hmm. and we're happy to have it. But you know, contravene any of those, and the message will get moderated out. And
what are those rules?
We're an Atlanta-based group. We're only interested in jobs that are in the Southeast USA. We give you the list of states on that page. We don't want you just saying, you know, hi, I've got jobs, send me, you know, send me your email. Mm-hmm. We want specific job opportunities described, one per post.
And relationship the poster has with the company and the job.
Are you the one hiring or are you recruiting on behalf of someone?
Oh, excellent.
And full, you know, we want you to have a full signature block. So we know who you are, who you're working with, and what your position is in that company, and you know how people can get in contact with you.
That makes it a lot more obvious as well to people who are interested, because I don't know how many times we've denied posts where somebody answered back to the list, hey, yeah, where do I send my resume, blah, blah, blah. So it's more of a, you know, please contact directly. You know, we are not the, yeah, so yeah. That helps.
Yeah, so
it happens on every mailing list. Yeah, I've been on mailing lists since I believe 93, 94, and it happens every mailing list, and we all giggle about it. So yeah. You know, yeah. And you would think that us being programmers, we would understand, but everybody, you know, every one of us have done it just a little too quick to the reply button.
Well, yeah. we saved them the embarrassment since it was moderated.
We don't fully moderate Nashville, so...
If after you've posted a few posts and we realize we can trust you, mm-hmm. and that you're not going to abuse it, we'll grant people, you know, posting privileges.
Okay.
But generally, you have to earn that.
Well, that's good. So, yeah. Okay, I'm going to broach a subject that... Every time I talk with a user group leader or group organizers, when we're just sitting around having beers, this topic always comes up, and that's sponsors. And you guys seem to have found the goose that lays the golden egg, okay? because we were talking about this at dinner. You guys don't go hunt sponsors anymore, okay? So tell us, how did you get to that point? And talk to us about the process, because you were talking about defining processes. I know you've defined this process, the process of sponsoring Atlanta PHP.
I think it's sort of got off the ground once we made great improvements to our sort of, I hate to say the term branding, but our identity, mm-hmm. where we had a logo designed and had some initial business cards to hand out to just, you know, you run across somebody, hey, here's our website, you know, check us out, come to a meeting. Mm-hmm. I think once we had a little bit more of a public face, I think we drew a little more attention, you know, one reason we drew a little more attention in that regard. I think in the earlier years of the group, the community just wasn't the same scope. It was a lot closer knit. There are a lot fewer companies in the area involved with PHP, but I think just the growth of PHP in the enterprise and things like that, as well as our increased visibility, is what started drawing people to us. We really haven't had to go look for sponsors, and we've been lucky in that regard. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to say something that I think really helped, you know, not maybe in finding the sponsors, but in converting some interested party into a sponsor, is having very clear rules. Okay. We have the guidelines, we have the different levels, this is how much it costs, this is what you get for each level. And there's anything from the, you know, community level, which is very accessible and any person could probably do, to some pretty hefty sponsorships that some bigger companies, you know, decide to help us out with, and had helped us, you know, really, you know, what Chris was saying about having a more professional look, you know, redoing the website, having the cards, t-shirts, etc. You know, having those sponsorship has helped us do that. So, you know, it was kind of one hand washes the other.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We also kind of at one point realized there were things that we, you know, nice to have items, whether we wanted to have a microphone or, you know, we got a projector screen and things like that. So some of it, I think, as it all kind of came together, but it seemed to be a little bit need based as well, mm-hmm. where we had changed the meeting locations and things. It was like, we really need a mic or, you know, this, that, and the other. And so that kind of gave us the framework.
So a sponsor could come in and say, I will give you a microphone or I'll give you a projector.
Well,
or something.
First of all, we knew that there were certain things that we needed in order to make the experience of going to a group meeting better. Like, we have a great working, it's a co-working space that we meet at.
Oh, yeah, it's
West.
A beautiful space.
Wonderful. But it's not, the acoustics aren't that great because it's not built as an auditorium. So one of the things that we needed was a PA system. Well, what happened is we had a very generous sponsor by MailChimp, and then we that allowed us to go out, and we bought a nice projector screen, we bought a wireless PA system, and all this kind of stuff, and so now everybody can hear clearly, and it's just and then I think that also builds on itself. People have a better experience there. They can hear the presentations, they can see it.
So tell me about the sponsorship levels. You've got platinum, gold, and silver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, describe them for me. What does a platinum sponsor get? Or let's start at the silver and work our way up.
So what we have is, if you want to sponsor us for a year for $1,500, that's platinum.
Okay.
$1,000 is gold. Silver is $500. We've also got community sponsors, $50 a quarter.
Hmm.
You can also sponsor food.
Video?
The videos. We're starting recording our presentations now.
Oh.
And that costs us $200 a month. So if you sponsor that, we'll put your logo on the...
Now, I'm just curious. Do you hire somebody to come and do that? Is that why
it costs? Yeah, we've got a guy that that's something that none of us has time to
do. I was just curious.
We have a guy that... He's got a lot of experience recording the Drupal user groups and the Drupal camps in Atlanta, and he has the equipment and that. So he just comes in and records it, and so we can have the person next to the slides all on display.
That's something we do when there is a sponsorship for it, right? I mean, we know that we need to raise that money to get the videos done
Although, I mean, we do have some flexibility because we've got a budget, so we could cover it, but the thing is, it would get depleted pretty fast.
We try to get it, yes.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Did y'all record Derek?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
And that's been FTP'd, and it should be out within a month.
Okay. Excellent. I look forward to seeing that. Because I hit the road the Monday morning when Derek was speaking in Nashville Monday evening. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to see his program. So.
No, it was a good talk.
That's what I understand.
Yeah, it's always great.
Okay, so platinum level is $1,500 for the year. So they get logo on the website, they get mentioned at the user groups?
Yeah, it's sort of like the metal level, we call that. We will we'll give you the floor at the beginning of the meeting, and you can get up and just talk about your company. If you're a recruiter, you can talk about job opportunities and that. It's surprising, they don't often avail themselves of that.
Hmm.
I think they figured out what really works, right? And they know that maybe just introducing themselves at the beginning and saying, hey, come see me, is what works best. Because that's what they seem to be doing lately.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other things. We have some ideas. We haven't pulled the trigger on it yet. But, as far as, doing, say, you could put on a workshop, and have someone as a sponsor for the workshop. And what we'll do is, we could have, you'll get like exclusive... your name on the materials we hand out, and listed as the exclusive sponsor, for a workshop if you want to do that. So, there's various things, but the main thing is to have it written down.
Yeah.
Because people come to you and they say, "I'd like to get involved. How can I get involved?" And if you don't have something written down, just hand them the piece of paper and say, and then it also kind of gets rid of any awkwardness about like saying, well, gee, we'd really like you to do this or that. No, here's all the ways you can help us. So, it's up to you. And
that's excellent.
Yeah, and it's worked out well.
And I know one of my favorite companies out there, MailChimp, is one of your sponsors.
Yes.
And it's very generous of them.
Extremely generous.
Yeah. MailChimp's a very generous company, but we use them, PHP Architect uses them for all of our mailing lists, and I use them for all my personal mailing lists.
Yeah. No.
Did you have something to add?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. We've run through all my questions. So, what did I not mention? What do you want to? Is there any topics that I did not cover that you want to talk about?
I have one.
Okay.
Just because I think we're the only group that does this, and I think it's cool, and that is that we want. We want to encourage people to speak, in the group, within the group, as well as people coming in. And so what we did is we had some limited edition featured speaker mugs.
Oh, nice.
This happened after you spoke, so unfortunately. Yes.
Well, I wouldn't have qualified for one.
But you come back to speak to us.
He's coming back in February.
The only way you can get one is to speak at our event. Mm-hmm. And we had one guy, you know, he just loved it, and then he dropped it. And it And we said, sorry.
He offered to buy new one and everything, and he's like, you know, it's limited edition.
It is limited. Oh, and we don't want to take it away from someone else down the road.
I believe Liz got the last one.
She got the last one.
Version one. Was for the 100th, and now we're on version 2. So, you know, come speak and come get your mug.
Yeah, now, very nice. What's that running? How much did...
They're about $20, I think, each to if you like. We went through like coffee cup because they'll do small runs, mm-hmm. and not coffee cup, cafe press.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, cafe press, yeah. And so we just, you know, got some of them made, but we also did you know, with their sponsor, we were able to get a whole bunch of other just regular mm-hmm. coffee mugs made with logo that we handed out to everybody in the group.
Cool.
So if you're a regular attender, we'll give you one.
Excellent. And I know one of your whole sponsorship levels, if somebody sponsors, you will thank them with a t-shirt.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We, for like $20 or more, mm-hmm. we'll say thanks with
kind
a t-shirt.
Kind of NPR style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the $20 level.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's nice if you guys have, you know, actually given the t-shirt for a raffle, you know, to the rest.
You know, and I was just thinking, you know, I'm thinking, you know what we should do is at a certain level, we'll get Nick to leave the answering machine message.
Just for any drug enforcement officers listening,
I think the phrase is stream of consciousness.
That's it.
That works a lot better than freebasing, dude. Okay. Normally, when I close out Voices of the Elephant, I ask people, what's your local user group? What's the URL? But that's kind of a moot point because we've been talking about that for 30 minutes. Other than the URL is?
AtlantaPHP.org.
Okay.
You can also find us on meetup.atlantaphp.org. Use Meetup just again for exposure and for our RSVP system.
I love Meetup.
That's
an excellent system.
We get a lot of people that's how they find out about us is through Meetup, not through doing a web search.
Wow.
Our videos are on our primary site, not the Meetup. You know,
the primary site from Meetup. You link back to it, right? Okay. Excellent. Since that's not really a valid question at this one, I want to go around and I want each of you to tell me one project, one company, one API, something that you're using these days that you're really excited about that you think other PHP developers might be excited about. We're going to start with Nick.
All right. Try not to sound like a fanboy, but I do like Laravel very much, the Laravel framework.
Okay.
I've been using it not so much for my client projects, but for some smaller projects that I have, and I absolutely love it. And as soon as I see the direction staying, being steady, and you know, knowing that it's going to be around for a while, I'm definitely going to bring it into production.
Okay, I'll throw a link to all of these projects in the show notes so that people can get to them. Chris?
I'm interested in Laravel as well myself. We do a lot of custom in-house kind of development stuff, so I have a, like everybody, I'm sure has a long list of, hey, this would be cool to go play with, and now that's, you know, up to, I don't know how many now, but I'm getting more into WordPress and Drupal just for my own projects and things. I'm very interested in checking out Twilio. I think that's a really interesting
project. I cannot have a conversation today without Twilio.
Wow.
Keith, I hate you and all your monkeys. Twilio is a great API. You know, it's not great. You know, if you're not interested in doing telephony or SMS, then you know, it's going to suck. But if you want to hook your application up to the phone, boy, there is no better way to do that. So,
And Kevin, with me, I'm involved also with the Atlanta Drupal user group, but just as a participant primarily. But one thing that I'm really learning a lot about recently is just this Mandrill transaction email system that's sort of a subgroup under MailChimp, it's a great product. It actually, we were having some issues with their email on our website recently, and it all went away when we switched over to using Mandrill for their transactional email. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. So I'm learning a lot about
that. That is.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've not had a chance to implement it, but it is on my things to do list to move over most of PHP Architect's transactional emails to that, because that is just a rock solid system and it makes life a lot easier. So. Yeah. Okay, well, gentlemen, I want to thank you for driving all the way out here. Chris, I know you drove hour and a half to get out here. And, you know, thank you for coming out on not a great night in Atlanta, because it's raining and the roads weren't great. But I thank you for coming out here. But more importantly, as a member of the PHP community, I want to thank you from the community for everything you do for the community. Because, you know, I know what it takes to work on a group like you guys are in. I know the effort it takes, and it costs you. And from all of us, thank you.
We get paid back.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.
Engine Yard is a proud supporter of the Voices of the Elephant podcast. We're a leader in cloud-based platform as a service, and you may have heard of our Orchestra PHP platform, which is designed to let you focus on writing awesome PHP apps. Basically, we save you time and money and keep your app up and running for you. For more information, you can hang out with us on IRC at Pound Orchestra on Freenode, or for more information, you can also go to our website at engineyard.com/products/orchestra.